Hi guys, welcome to Oracle Aura, a space to absorb information for your soul's vibration, where we're discussing metaphysical, holistic, and spiritual methods of self-development so you can thrive in your life and business. My name is Jada Christina, and I will be your host today. So as I dive deeper into this soulpreneur realm, in the last episode, I really touched on why I'm shifting the focus into this purpose-driven living and just helping soulpreneurs. One of the main things that comes up with people in this spiritual self-development realm is their relationship with money. And money mindset is something that we see come up over and over and over again. So many of us feel this disconnection from money, and especially in the spiritual realm, a lot of us have this relationship with money where we feel like it's almost wrong to charge, or we feel bad about charging money, or like it's greedy to charge higher amounts of money because of our past conditioning. So in this episode, I'm going to be going over all of, maybe not all, but a lot of the different money blocks that you can be experiencing and the limiting beliefs that you can be experiencing around money. So before we even dive into that, I just want to touch on the fact that literally any belief that you have is something that you've agreed to, whether it was on a conscious or subconscious level. You have agreed to every single thing that you believe, and that's why to you it's true. So let's say you had someone telling you, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. And so at some point, you just, even if it was your child self, you agreed, okay, yeah, that's true. Money doesn't grow on trees, or, you know, there's not an infinite supply of money. I'm going to run out of money. And so that's part of your subconscious programming. So you have the power and the capability to rewire the way that you think and undo that subconscious programming. And there are so many different methods for that. You can use EFT. That's one of my favorites, emotional freedom techniques, or tapping. There's several different tapping videos on YouTube that you can use. And there's just so many different methods, hypnotherapy, timeline therapy. There's so many different ways to reprogram those beliefs in your mind. But honestly, the very first step is just deciding that you are ready to overcome these limiting beliefs and shift your perception. So today I'm going to be going over five of the most common limiting beliefs about money and kind of debunking them or offering a shift that you can do to change the way that you're viewing money, to allow yourself to bring in financial abundance and to allow yourself to have a better relationship with money. So let's go ahead and dive into the first limiting belief around money. And if you're listening to this, it's very likely that this might be one that you carry. This is one that I carried for a long time and that I'm now overcoming. And the limiting belief that we'll start with is, I'm just not good with money. This is a story that we so often tell ourselves that keeps us broke. It almost can be a passive way for us to blow money as well, because if we're telling ourselves, oh, I'm just not good with money, then there's no sense of responsibility to delegate where your money is going. It's up to you to decide where your money is going. And if you're saying, oh, well, I'm just not good with money, then you're a lot more likely to see your money leaving you in mysterious ways, because the story you're constantly telling yourself is, I'm just not good with money. So if this is something that you've been telling yourself, but you want to have more control over your relationship with money, this is the very, very, very first one to debunk. Maybe the story you start telling yourself is, in the past, I haven't been good with money, but now I'm learning what to do about it. There are endless resources for you to find a system that works for you. So for me personally, I used to look at my bank account and just get stressed out because I didn't know when my bills were coming out. I didn't know when anything was happening. And I just always felt like there wasn't enough money in there because my bills were going to come out and I didn't know which bills were coming out when. So when I stopped telling myself that story of I'm just not good with money and I started telling myself I'm learning how to be good with money, I created a spreadsheet and I put all my bills on auto pay. And in the spreadsheet, I would put the bill and the date that it was going to come out. And now I have that for reference. So now I can check with that and I can look in my bank account and see how much money there is, see when those bills are coming out. And that brings me an element of peace and ease around money because I'm not telling myself that story anymore of I'm just not good with money. So if you're telling yourself that story, it's time to stop telling yourself that story if you want to move in a different direction and give yourself permission to learn those new skills, learn new methods. Maybe you find a way to delegate where your money is going. Maybe you put a certain percentage in savings and that gives you some kind of security as well because you'll never find yourself at that point of zero if you have some kind of savings account. And if you're telling yourself, oh, well, I can't save money, yes, you freaking can save money. Even if it's like, you know, 50 cents a day, that's better than nothing. It's more like learning how to flex that muscle. So the second one I want to dive into is money causes problems. Money is bad, right? Money causes problems. Or more money, more problems, right? This one is extremely common. And I personally think that this is a messaging that's ingrained into our society to keep groups of people small and to keep people from having the freedom that comes with money. So if we're ingrained into this mindset of like, you know, more money is more problems, then we're a lot less likely to try to make money, right? And to me, money is freedom. If you have money, then you have the freedom to, you know, go do what it is you want to do when you want to do it. And so if we have this mindset of like money causes problems, you're literally rejecting money. But whenever you think about it, when was having more than enough funds in your bank account ever a problem? It's not having that money in your bank account that causes the problems, right? So whenever you allow yourself to align with the belief that money is not inherently good or bad. It's what we do with it that makes it good or bad. It's how we bring in that money that makes it good or bad. Money is just a thing. It's not inherently good and it's not the root of all evil. It's our attachment to it that can be good or bad. And it's also how we delegate it that makes it good or bad. But money is just an energetic exchange. It's not inherently good or bad. So that's the second one. So if you are having this mindset of money causes problems, that could majorly be blocking you from magnetizing the kind of financial abundance that you would need to live a comfortable life. So anytime you're trying to create a mindset shift, it's really just about taking what you believe and shifting it to the opposite, right? But trying not to include any negatives. So trying not to include the words don't or can't or anything like that because your subconscious mind doesn't hear those. So rather than saying money causes problems, maybe you're saying money fixes problems. Simple as that. Money fixes problems. When I have enough funds in my bank account, that's one less stress I have. That's one less drain on my energy I have, and I can focus on the things that my soul came here to do. It's not the end all be all, but it's something that's making your life easier when you have it. And so that leads us into the next limiting belief, which is extremely common, especially in the spiritual community. We even hear it in religion, saying the love of money is the root of all evil. And this limiting belief is that it's selfish to want lots of money. It's selfish to want lots of money. Where does this come from? Where does this idea come from? I guarantee you that the person who said that probably didn't have a lot of funds. They probably didn't have the funds that they needed to make them feel safe and secure and comfortable. And so they were looking outwardly to other people who had a lot of money and said, that person's selfish because they have money and I don't. But the reality of it is, wanting a lot of money is not taking a lot of money from someone else. So this is honestly a really vulnerable topic for me to be talking about because I've done a lot of work around my personal money mindset over the last year, 2 years, and it's made me realize how much we carry that's subconscious. Like, we don't even realize that we're carrying these beliefs around. But whenever you really think about it, imagine a world, just take a moment to imagine a world where all of the people who were millionaires and maybe billionaires were kind-hearted people who wanted other people to be fed, who wanted children to be able to go to school all around the world, who wanted people all around the world to have access to clean water, who wanted to see our land being farmed in a way that was ethical to animals and plants alike and the earth, you know, like ethical to plants. I more so mean that in like a permaculture sense, but anyways, imagine a world where the people who had a lot of money wanted to use it for good. So it's not bad for those people to want a lot of money. It's not, like I said, money is not inherently good or bad. It's what you do with it that makes it good or bad. It's how you make it that makes it good or bad. So it's not selfish for you to want an abundance of money. Personally, one of my goals is to have enough money in my bank account that I can literally just have the freedom to take my future husband and, when we have kids, our kids on a family vacation to wherever we want in the world, whenever we want. I want to have that freedom to be able to travel. I also want to have the capability to provide water filters in places like India, where there's, you know, when I was in India, there were parasites in the water, and I just couldn't fathom that these children were drinking water that had parasites in it. It made me so sad. So imagine a world where the people who had a lot of money wanted to delegate it to not only experiences that enriched them, but things that enriched the well-being of the planet. So it's not inherently bad to want a lot of money. It's okay to want a lot of money. It's okay to allow yourself to open up those channels of abundance. And the likelihood of it is that if you're receiving those high quantities of dollars, you're giving some great value to the world in some way. Now, I'm not saying that's the case all across the board, because I realize that there are corrupt people who are bringing in a lot of money and they're doing it for all the wrong reasons. But again, that comes back to the way that you're making the money and the way that you're delegating the money. It's not having that lump sum of money that makes it inherently bad. And these last two, oh man, these last two are really common. Just like, I mean, these are the five most common, so they're all common. But these are the ones I think that really, really just, like, if money were water, this is like covering yourself in oil. So gratitude is like a magnet for abundance. Whenever we start to find the things that we're grateful for, it's almost like we're opening up more channels of abundance, because the universe says, oh, you like that? That feels good? Great, cool. I'll send you more of that. So whenever we're focusing on what we don't have and what's not working, we're repelling the things away from us that we do want because we're focusing on what we don't want. Does that make sense? So whenever you're focused on what you don't want, you're attracting more of what you don't want, right? So whenever you go to pay your bills, and you say, man, that really sucked. I really hate paying my phone bill, or I really hate paying my car insurance bill, or I hate paying my power bill, then we're stepping into that vibration of, wow, this really sucks. I hate this. But whenever we step into that vibration of, wow, I am so grateful that I have the financial abundance to pay my phone bill. I have enough dollars this month to pick up my tiny pocket computer and talk to anybody in the world whenever I want. That's amazing. And it's all about the way that we're viewing it. So whenever we find gratitude for the money that we already do have, it's like we become a magnet for more of it. And that's really beautiful and wonderful and amazing. So the next time you go to pay your bills, I really encourage you to try that and see how that feels. And for me personally, when I started doing that, instead of saying, oh shit, I don't know if I'm gonna have enough money in my bank account for my phone bill, instead I started saying, you know what, I trust it's gonna be there. And then when I went to go pay it, saying, oh my gosh, thank you, great mystery. Thank you, Source, for letting this money be in my bank account. I tried, I put forward my best effort, and the money showed up in my bank account, and I paid the bill, and I am so grateful that I get to talk on my phone this month, or I am so grateful that I get to drive my car wherever I need to this month. And by doing that, you're allowing yourself to magnetize even more of it. So just stepping into that place of gratitude, stepping into that place of thankfulness for what you already have instead of looking at what you don't have. And I know that can be such a challenge whenever it feels like you don't have enough, when there's not enough money in your bank account to pay your bills, and you're just wondering, like, how am I even gonna do this? You're stressed. I've been there. Like, trust me. I have been there, and it's not a good feeling. But if you can bring yourself to just say thank you when you go to pay those bills, I promise you'll start to see a shift in your perception and the shift in the abundance that starts to make its way to you. And last but not least, this is a brief little quickie episode today. Last but not least, the most common limiting belief around money, I would say the most common one, this is the one I run into all the time with my clients and my friends and my relatives, that is, my job is the only way to make money. Why do people think that their job is the only way to make money? I just don't get it, you guys. So many people have this belief. So many people think that the one job that they go to for 40 hours a week or 20 hours a week or whatever it is the only way to make money. No, you are limiting yourself to so much prosperity, so much financial abundance by deciding that your job is the only way to make money. Do you know the average millionaire has 7 different streams of income? That doesn't mean they go to 7 jobs. That means they have passive income somewhere. And so there are so many different ways for you to be bringing in money, whether it's investing in cryptocurrency or doing some kind of side hustle. If MLMs are your jam, they're not really my jam, but if that's your thing, you want to sell some essential oils to your coworkers, go for it, honey. There's so many different ways for you to make money. If you make crafts and that's something that you're really passionate about, maybe you open an Etsy store instead of letting that stuff just build up in your house. Maybe, you know, if you've been doing tarot in your house for such a long time, you start offering that as a service to your friends and family. Maybe you ghostwrite for a blog. There are so many different ways. There are literally infinite ways for you to make money in this world. There are so many different avenues for money to come to you through, whether it's filling out surveys online, doing affiliate marketing on Instagram. There are so many different ways. So stop limiting yourself by thinking that your job is the only way for you to make money. Even if you spend 60 hours a week at this job, you could invest in crypto and that would take you like 5 minutes. So yeah, end rant. There are so many freaking ways that you can call in financial abundance. So stop limiting yourself by saying my job is the only way that I can make money, or my paycheck is this much and that's the only amount I get. No, cut that shit out right now. Instead, start telling yourself, money flows to me in expected and unexpected ways. This is one of my favorite mantras to use, and I'll tell you what, every single time I do it, it works like a freaking charm. I don't have to know the ways that money is coming to me for it to find its way to me. I can get an unexpected check in the mail. I can get a new opportunity that I didn't have planned. Things happen when you allow them the room and the space to happen. Our egos love to have everything figured out, and I think that's why so many people carry this belief of my job is the only way that I can make money, and they limit themselves to, you know, 30K a year because that's their ego having everything figured out. In some right, that feels good. In some right, it feels good to know what's coming. But wouldn't it be great if you said, okay, my job brings in 30K a year, but money comes to me in expected and unexpected ways. Or you can even start telling yourself, I open channels to multiple streams of income and money flows to me in unexpected ways. There are so many different stories that you can start telling yourself. And it really does begin with reprogramming the subconscious mind. The stories that you're telling yourself are what ultimately end up creating your behaviors, which end up creating results. So those beliefs turn into behaviors, which turn into habits and results. So allowing yourself to just shift those stories is the very, 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 very first step. So if you are listening to this, I truly believe, I know that there's some part of you that wanted to give your money mindset a little makeover. So my challenge to you is to sit down and just take a moment to think about the stories that you're telling yourself with money. Ask yourself, when was the first time I heard this? And then decide on an equally powerful but opposite belief that doesn't include any don'ts, can'ts, won'ts, any negatives like that. Create an opposite belief that's equally as powerful that will lead you to this new way of being. And just trust that it's happening, because you making the decision is the very first step to allowing it to happen. I'm going to be super real with you guys. In my business, like, I don't know, 8 months ago, I wasn't bringing in any income. And now in my business, I'm paying my bills with it, y'all. Like, and it all started with me deciding I have the capability to do this. I am good with money. My job is not my only, you know, source of income. Money flows to me in expected and unexpected ways. More money does not equal more problems. No. Money fixes my problems. And it's human to want more money. It's not bad or selfish. It's beautiful to allow yourself to align with financial abundance. It's beautiful to allow yourself to open up and see money as an energetic exchange. It's really nothing more than that. And to flick it off this pedestal as something that runs your life and instead let it work for you instead of you working for it. So I hope that's helpful. I hope you found some little token of wisdom that helped you throughout this podcast. I know what it's like to be in those low places where you're wondering where the fuck is the money coming from. But I promise if you start to make those mindset shifts and you start to align with these thoughts of abundance, examples of abundance will start to show up in your life. So I hope that's helpful. And also, in case you missed it, my favorite way to start the day, just with my head on my shoulders, walking towards my purpose, moving in the right direction, is with a morning ritual, something so simple as just meditating and journaling. It helps me keep my mind clear throughout the day and just connect with my purpose, move forward in a way that makes sense for what I'm trying to create in this world from my soul. And I have created something for you guys called the Soulful Morning Ritual, which you can grab for free over on my website oracleaura.com/goodmorning. It has a guided meditation for you, as well as my ebook, 44 Juicy Journal Prompts for Connecting with Your Highest Self, which will help you just align with your purpose, connect with your inner child, your gratitude, and just raise your vibration so you can walk forward with purpose throughout your day. Again, that's oracleaura.com/goodmorning. Thank you so much, guys. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please write a positive review. It helps other people find the podcast so we can all walk forward with our purposes together. Have a beautiful day, guys. Namaste.